Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kelly Clarkson, and this is Miss Into Podcast.
The Kelly Clarkson Fan Podcast, talking all things Kelly and to you.
Here is Jeremy and Pam.
So you might be hearing our brand new intro.
Ba-da-da!
You want to know why?
Guess who's coming to the podcast today?
Guys, it happened. And there's a great story behind how it happened.
Yes. I feel like we don't even need to do our usual intro because you guys know who we are and you know who that was. Welcome to our very first ever conversation with Kelly Clarkson. I can't believe we just said that.
I know. It happened. So let's take you on a journey.
Let's
tell you how this is how it happened. Okay. So we're doing this on a Monday, and we got an email on Friday from Atlantic. They're like, hey, do you want to talk to any of the background vocalists that worked on the album? And I'm like, to Jeremy, well, I am always down to talk to Jesse again, but we just spoke to her a few weeks ago. And I'm like, it's kind of a strange avenue to go through via Atlantic, but we're like, yeah, absolutely. And then someone else gets looped in from Atlantic, and they're like, actually, do you want to talk to like someone in A&R? Like someone really high up in A&R who worked directly on the album. She can give you a lot of the stories about like the album creation process and all this. And we're like, hell yeah, that's awesome.
So in the background, after we find out that they're going to have us talking with Carrie, we're thinking, okay, that's interesting. You know, we haven't talked to anybody from Atlantic Records before, and it would be kind of interesting to get the label side of the business and creation of an album and everything else that goes on in Kelly's world. And so we say to ourselves, all right, you know, we're going to talk to Carrie, but in the back of our minds, we're thinking to ourselves, this still doesn't add up.
Yeah.
Because at first we're told that we're going to be talking to a background vocalist, and then they switch it to somebody that works for Atlantic. Like, that's a big jump, you know?
Yeah. And then
and then they tell us that, you know, we're going to have a small window of time on a Monday. And I'm like, that's weird for, you know, you think if somebody from Atlantic is going to do a Zoom call, you know, they've got a little more than hopefully a 30-minute window on a Monday. That's just, there was just a lot of things that weren't adding up. And so Pam and I sort of looked at ourselves and said, do you think in any way, shape, or form that they're trying to pull one over on us and that it's really going to be Kelly?
So we prepped for our guest, and like what y'all may not know, or maybe you do, I feel like Jeremy actually alludes to this quite often, is like we have a running document. Like, it's not new.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a running document of just questions like what we would ask Kelly if we ever got it, something, you know, if we ever got any time with her. It's just kind of, you know, Jeremy's always like, let's add this to the list of things I'll have to ask Kelly. And it's an actual list. So we were like, let's just have it open. But like, I don't know. I wasn't really sure. I was like, I think it's going to be this person.
Yeah. And we had in front of us during the interview, we had a list of questions for Carrie. But also, we had another tab
with our Kelly ones.
With our Kelly questions, just in case.
Just in case. I wasn't super confident, but I was like, just in case. Let's just, like, have it. And we updated it a little bit with, like, some more, like, specific, like, Kelly-oke stuff. Not Kelly-oke, chemistry stuff, rather. But, yeah, that was that. And then we get, like, an email. We'll send you, like, a specific Zoom link, not ours. I'm like, okay, whatever. And then we get, like, it was, like, the time that it was supposed to happen. They're like, oh, they're going to be, like, Carrie's going to be 5 to 10 minutes late. And then you only have about 15 minutes. And we're like, okay. So we're just sitting there. But, like, she is really high up. So,
She's the head of A&R for the label. She's a busy woman.
Yeah.
But at the same time, my spidey sense is still going off. I'm like, this is not adding up. There's just something that's just a little off about this. And so either way, we were very excited either way. Obviously, we'd be very excited to talk to Kelly. Obviously, we were going to be very excited and very energized to talk to Carrie, because we've never talked to anyone from that side of the business before. And so as we prepare to start and play back for you our interview with Kelly Clarkson, we want you to know what you're about to hear. The beginning of what you hear is the label representative saying, all right, here comes Carrie. His screen turns off. The screen turns on, and there's Kelly in full interview hat wear.
Montana hat is back.
Montana hat has returned. And there
or
she
no,
goes.
It, maybe it's different.
It could be maybe it could be the spare. It could be the other hat.
It could
hat.
Be a spare hat. But the cowboy hat is back.
Yes. And we lose it.
And I honestly, I am surprised. Like it is, I'm just yeah. like, damn, they did it.
Yeah, yeah. And I, for some unknown reason, just start yelling at her. No, no. You know, I can't even recreate it. You're just going to have to hear it. So.
And that, I go silent.
Yes,
so,
and Pam yeah. blacked out. Pam passed the hell out.
I basically all right. did.
So long intro aside, we now present to you our very first ever conversation with Kelly Clarkson.
I'm going to turn my face off. I'm going to text Carrie to hop on and we'll get going. Just give us one sec, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
What's up?
Shut up.
No! Shut up! You shut your damn mouth.
I was like, I wonder if they have an inkling of like if it's gonna be me or not. Anyway, it would have been good to talk to Carrie too. She helped me put the whole record together. So
well,
what's up, you guys? Y'all talk
hi.
To everyone, I feel like, but me right now.
hey, look,
we've been
you're
trying.
A busy woman.
You're busy.
I know. I was like, they were like, you want to surprise? Because we've been putting, there's been obviously a big schedule. And I'm just like, I was like, we got to fit this in. I was like, even the band said they talked to y'all Belasco, right?
Yeah.
And it was, yeah. I was like, oh man. And I couldn't do it that day. I mean, if you were there, the first four songs, I couldn't even get through. So I couldn't do it emotionally that day. But I was like, no, I got to get it in. So I was very excited to talk to y'all. How are you doing?
Oh my gosh, we're so great.
Well, shit, I can't even talk right now.
I was, yeah, shaking a little bit.
I know you came out with a Foo Fighters shirt. I was like, all right. I
yep,
like
yep.
They're my favorite band.
You got a Miracle on Broadway poster behind you. I saw that. Go ahead. Now.
I'm flexing yep. a little bit. I am.
I like it. I like it.
I would just like to say this right here is Rachel's set list from Belasco.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
oh,
and Rachel's that guitar is signed by you.
And you have the Titanic, which I like too. Whatever.
I do. Yes. Yes, that. Very much.
No, Rachel's actually one of the writers on the album. She wrote High Road.
Yeah. I've been listening to that on Spotify on loop because like we spoke to her a couple months ago and I didn't put two and two together that like that High Road and yours were the same ones. Well, and it's so version- good. Her voice is so cool.
Oh, it's so good. My sister and I literally marinated on that sucker for like an entire summer in Montana. Like that one summer I was like, I'm taking off everyone. I literally was in Montana and we listened to that record and it's specifically that song a lot because it's actually the name of my ranch is High Road.
Right.
So I thought it was hilarious. That's why I was like, oh man, I love Rachel. I'd heard some of her music, but I didn't know she had a song called High Road. And I was like, well, let's listen to it. And then I was like, I loved it so much that I literally texted Jason, my musical director, and I was like, which I know y'all know, I was just saying for people that maybe didn't know, but I was like, man, do you think she'd let me do this as like a karaoke on the show or something? I love this song. And then I loved it so much. I was like, I'm not going to just do this karaoke. I think I'm going to cover this. I was like, this is so such a great song. And then she kind of let me make it my own and I got to jump the octave and do some stuff. And she still produced on it as well. She's incredible.
Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting.
I'm so glad you put it on the album. It deserves all its flowers. It's so good. Oh.
Yes.
I love it.
Well, Kelly, you know, we were sitting here waiting to talk to Carrie from Atlantic Records. And so I would like to say that we weren't prepared to talk to you. So you're going to have to probably.
I love that you're not prepared.
I would, you know, you're just going to have to talk horticulture for the next half hour or so.
Oh my God. Look, I'm not kidding. Like, I'm like introducing. It's like on my desk. I'm like, I'm really into it.
You're like chapter one. All right, guys, I'm going to fill y'all in, right?
I was like, I'm really into it because I want like to leave my ranch better than I have it. So I'm, you know, going to leave a lot of it alone. But I just, yeah, anyway, I love like that. But we did not talk about.
Look, if you think that two people who host a podcast that's about your career did not already have a whole list of questions ready to go.
That we like just have it like on deck for like when the time comes and that's today.
Oh my God, we'll go. I'm ready.
All right. Well, first of all, I mean, I know that you're getting ready to get a fresh start in New York City, both professionally and personally. What are you most looking forward to living in New York City?
Walking. Like, yes. you can't walk here. Like, you can't. Yeah. And I'm from Texas, so I'm used to like driving here, but I just mean like, once you go to New York and you're there for a minute and I've always been working there on and off, it's just beautiful. Like, you just walk everywhere. It slows you down. Like,
the yeah.
pace overall. I don't know. I just love that. And I love, honestly, the thing that got me, this is hilarious, but I was there for upfronts for, I think it was a talk show. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, was it The Voice or the talk show? I can't remember. But anyway, it was for one of those. And I was there and I was walking around the city and I was like, I don't know how long ago it was anyway, but anyway, we're there. And it was just, we were walking around and I was like, we sat down to eat somewhere and I looked around and I was like, these are my people. I was looking, there was someone in sweats. There was someone in a full, like almost gown, like just really dressed up. There was someone that was like wearing their Lululemon that they definitely didn't do yoga in, but they're wearing. And it was just all over the map. There was someone that looked like, you know, they'd just come out of like a vinyl shop. There was somebody that looked like they were like a businessman. It was just, it was every walk of life and it was all sitting around us. And I was like, nobody notices anyone. Like, they've got their own life going on. And it was just like very inspiring and cool. And I was like, why have I never lived here? And
we are very excited to have you. I'm selfishly so excited, but I'm like, the talk show is going to be here. I'm going to go a lot.
Do it. Yes. We're at 30 Rock, which is like the best address to work at, I feel like, in New York City. So
yeah.
Seriously. Oh my God. Yeah. I'm so excited. Although I'm going to say, like, avoid Times Square. If you're going to do for any of your like leisurely walks, avoid Times Square. You're going to absolutely hate it then. You're going to be like.
I haven't been to Times Square in quite some time. That's never usually where I go.
I know.
But that's what's so cool about New York. There's all these little pockets, these little. Yeah, everybody has their little bodega. Everybody has their little
coffee, yeah.
Everything, and it's like it's just nice. It's your own little village, you know. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm completely switching gears though, but talking about the talk show, Kelly-Oki, we're obsessed with it. We love it. Thank you so much for doing it.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely.
I've always considered you to be like the modern day Linda Ronstadt a little bit. Like, I mean, honestly, like you're covering everything.
Oh. Well, she loves a lot of different genres. She's actually one of my heroes musically because she not only like is singing different genres, different languages, different. She just was always kind of challenging herself. And even if she wasn't challenging herself, she just happened to love everything maybe. And that's me as well. I do like to challenge myself, but I also just am a big fan of everything from Foo Fighters to Broadway to Rosemary Clooney to country music to rock to everything. So I think that a lot of us are, and I think that people just kind of pigeonhole you and think you're going to be the one thing. And it's like, that's boring. So, I don't know. She's always been like a huge, influence in that sense of just like, you know, being limitless and not, you know, kind of straying outside the lines because she can do whatever she wants. I love that.
And it makes it exciting for us as fans because we never know what we're going to get each day on the show, which is so refreshing.
I never know. I learned those songs. Like a lot of those songs I learned that morning in the makeup and hair chair. Like, and I'm like, like, even if you think you know them, that's the biggest joke on set is I'm like, oh yeah, let's do that. We know that song. Let's pick that one that they did. Like we get lists from people or whatever. And you think you know it. And then you show up and you don't. And you're, yeah. Where did this verse come from? Like, was this the bridge the whole time? Like, I don't, and you just think you do and you don't. So most of the time I'm learning them the day of.
You wouldn't guess that. I'll tell you that right now.
You would for some, but okay.
Well, Pam attended an episode in premiere week last season. And it was the one where you had a lot of trouble where you had to keep going back. It was the one where you had to pee so bad.
I would love to tell you, I would love to say that separates from the pack, but I've had a hard time with several of them. So, I had to pee so bad. That was in New York. It was Mary J. Blige. I was like, oh my God. I was like, am I going to develop a UTI doing it? Like, I was like, what am I, Like, and I just couldn't, I couldn't, there's nowhere, there was nowhere to breathe. It was fine. That's the song it was. Yeah, no, that was a special case, that one.
I fell for you.
Brain was not, it was not aligning. And that just happens sometimes. Brain frog, frog, fog.
Hey.
Anyway, happened again. But no, that was a rough one. Yeah.
I felt bad. Gosh. I was like, I feel her pain.
Oh, I was just like, oh my God, Jesus, take the wheel. I can do this. I was like, and then I couldn't do it. And then it was making me having to pee was making it more stressful. So I was like, and everybody's like, just go pee. And I was like, that's how long that's going to take. I'm wearing stinks. I was like, I'm going to run all the way back to the room. Down. I was like, no.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. Kelly, we know that, you know, with you moving out to New York, you've already kind of teased in some of your lives that you would be really interested in doing Broadway stuff. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, because I, you know, we see a lot of what the fans talk about, and they're like, all right, girl's out there getting her EGOT, like she's going to get her Tony next. Like she's got this. And honestly, like, does that ever actually cross your mind? Because you have friends like John Legend who have EGOTs. Like, does that ever actually cross your mind?
No, I don't know that it crossed. I mean, maybe people plan for that, but I don't know if it ever crosses anyone's mind. It just happens because they're involved in things. But like, no, it doesn't move the dial for me either way. I think it's an amazing accomplishment. Like, I think what that shows is that people are really just lovers of art in different forms. So that's amazing. But no, that doesn't ever. But and I wouldn't even do it for that reason. Like Broadway per se. Like I grew up in musical theater. So like I'm by no means like incredibly versed as like maybe some in musical theater, but like I'm gonna tell you something that happened. I can't even believe I'm gonna own this, but like I think I might have owned this before, I can't remember, but like I love musical theater, but I know what I know. Okay. So I know what I was shown and what I know of, right? That's all you can know, right?
Right.
So one time it was like my first meeting, because they were like, we know you, you know, love Broadway, you grew up musical theater, like let's talk about it. And I was like talking with my agency, and I was like, yeah, I was like, well, man, me and my musical director, we had this idea. So this is a whole other person that didn't know too, by the way. But anyway, we had this idea, and we had this song, like, and it's really cool. It's like kind of like, and literally I go into describing like a twist on Fairy Tales of like really what's going on in it. And I start going down this whole thing that I feel like me and my partner, my musical partner, have like, this is brilliant. Like, this is such a cool idea. We should totally do this. Having never heard of Into the Woods, having never, for some reason on this planet, this was years ago, by the way. Like, so before they even came out with like the Meryl version movie with Emily Blunt, James Corden, all those people, like I had never heard of Into the Woods. And so apparently it was a great idea.
Unfortunately, you didn't think of it first.
I was a little late. Yeah. So sure, Sondheim did it. But I just didn't. I didn't know. And so, and neither did a whole other individual, by the way. So like we were idiots. And so I know what I know. So I'm a fan of like what I know and what I grew up on. But like, you know, by no means am I not this person that's like, oh, this person. I don't know all of that, you know, that extent. But I grew up doing it. And I think the one thing I love about theater or musical theater, I hate acting. You're fans, you know this. Like, I don't like acting like movies or TV. I only do it, one, if I'm contractually obligated, or two, if it's like, I just want to meet that cast. I want to be a part of something like that. I think that's cool. But just so you know, I have like diarrhea the whole time. I'm so nervous. I hate it. It's just like the worst day ever for me. Like, because I don't get nervous in any other field, like talk show, right. Like singing, no. Individuals in general, just talking to people, like life, I don't get nervous, but I get terrified in that environment with music and TV. I mean,
but what about stage acting? Like, you know, musical theater.
So this is why I'm comfortable. Okay. I don't like the repeating, and it feels fake. And it is fake, obviously you're acting, but I just mean like, it feels like when you're on stage, and I guess because that's how I started. When I'm on stage, whether it's been like for drama, like theater, or whether it's musical theater, it's constant. It's a constant. You're in the moment, and you're in it the whole time. You're not coming out and going back in and coming back. That's like a professional actor. I'm not that person. So like, but when it's like music is involved as well, like that's obviously like my lane. So like that feels natural, and it feels
yeah.
And there's something different about just a seamless And it's different every night. And it's like the energy of it. And you improv sometimes because somebody forgets something or they put something somewhere they shouldn't have. Like, you know, it's just different to me. So that I think I would do. But yeah, I hate the other. Yeah. Yeah, I hate it. It's really comfortable. People are like, you're really good at it. I'm like, I don't care if I would am or not. That's like, I just don't want to feel like I'm about to do something in my pants. Like, I'm just like I get like very ill. Like, and it's like that's not, nobody wants to be around that girl. Like,
no, know? Nothing's if worth we, that.
If no. We could be so bold, say you would have a code Germany.
Code Germany. You are.
We know too much.
Girl, Germany. We know too much.
Germany, y'all, I came back on singing Looks Like I Made a Mess Again. Oh my God. Yep. That was the
could have been more perfect. Could have been more perfect.
Poisoning from hell. That's what that was. Yeah. That little club. I wrecked that bathroom, y'all. Like a total bridesmaid moment. I was like, people were like, what are you going to do? I was like, what do I do? I was like, I can't go back out there right now. Like, you know. And all came out, and I was all like trying to be cute about, oh, I'm sorry, nature called, I had to pee.
Yeah, keep playing band.
Yeah. And like every orifice of me and my body, like I was so sick anyway.
Oh, you poor thing.
No idea how to, we're going to just veto off of that for now.
Yeah, there's no segue.
No segue off of that.
No segue.
No segue. Okay, going back to covering your stuff. So if you could pick any artist, band, solo artist, whatever, to cover you, because obviously you're covering a lot of people, but to cover you.
Ooh.
Who would it be? And do you have a song in mind?
You know what? I would love to hear. I actually love covering her. So I think it would be cool to hear her cover something and like flip it, make it different. Cause we're obviously different people and artists and vocalists. But I love covering, sorry, not enough caffeine. Billie Eilish. I love Billie Eilish. I think she's just a really rad artist. She's just like jazz component to her. That's
cool. Oh my gosh.
But still pop and still alternative. It's just like, she's got a cool vibe. So I don't know. It'd be cool to hear her cover, like even like a Since You've Been Gone, but do like a completely different twist on it. Like, you know, I don't know. I love, or Sober.
Oh, yeah. Happier Than Ever is like, I'm like weird, like insanely obsessed with it. And I'm like crossing all my fingers and toes that you're playing it in Vegas.
First of all, it's like, maybe. First of all, I heard that song for the first time and I was like, how dare you? Why? Like, I was like, why? That's rude. Like, why are you telling my story? Like, it's like you hear a story and you're like, no, wait, what? And I connected. So a lot of people did. That's why it's a huge, massive song, because a lot of people relate to that message. And even though there are parts of it that are particular to her,
yes,
like, it's still highly relatable. And yeah, no, I was like, oh, this, I came out and I literally just emailed it directly to Jason. I go, I know we usually take requests from other people,
but I need to do this.
This is mine. And I was very happy even to like record it for the Kelly-Oki
album. Oh my God. It's so good. It was in my top so five Spotify last year. That track. I was just like the
way. Was in a very hurt, angry place as well. So it was just kind of,
I'm like, sorry, but thank you.
I know. I am sorry it happened too, but it was just the perfect storm of, that needed to happen. So I might be doing that one night on tour. What?
Fantastic.
On the residency thing.
Well, I mean, Kelly, you know, we're starting to run low a little bit on time, and I wish we had more because we've got a million and one questions for you. But obviously we do want to, you know, mention a little bit about chemistry and the Vegas shows as well coming up. Specifically about chemistry, do you put pressure on yourself? Because a lot of fans, you know, they're arguing back and forth over what is going to make this album successful. What in your mind is a successful album?
Oh, see, I'm very different. Like, even from my first, I've had this constant battle with like either a label, a manager, whatever team, because I am selfish. I write for me. So I put it out for other people to connect with them and think, maybe, obviously I'm not that special. We all go through the same kind of circumstances. So connecting through that is amazing. And then getting to perform it live, it feels good selfishly. Like, so a lot of that is just selfish. So, that's success for me. Like the fact that I'm able to like announce 10 shows and people are showing up and like, I'm getting to play these songs and I have enough success to where people come like even for the hits, you know, still. So it's like they don't even care about if there's new stuff, you know, they still like to come for the hits. So that's amazing.
Yeah.
But I mean, so that's already, I don't know. I feel like I've already got that. Like I've already had that, like everything else is like a cherry on top for me. So success for me with this album was like surviving it. Yeah. And getting it out. Like, I know that there's people that are like, oh man, Favorite Kind of High, that's the summer anthem. We've heard that a lot from people. And it's like that. And it is, it's a great song. It's a great, I even love the David Guetta dance version. Like, it's like the remix version. Like, so, I mean, it is a great song, but I know a lot of people, especially in like interviews, are connecting with like Mine that's been released. And they're like, wow, you've never done anything like that. I love the gang vocal in the chorus. I feel like I just can't wait to scream that with you at the show. Like, you know, it's like there's something for everyone. And there's the people like the more soulful side of me that are like, oh my God, Me is the anthem that we love from you. Like that kind of ballad, but it's like a powerful anthem of like thriving, not just surviving, you know, kind of thing. So I don't know. I feel like this is in a lot of my albums, and disagree or agree, but I feel like a lot of songs could have been, I feel like Sober could have been a single. Like, I feel like there are a lot of songs that could be singles that, honestly, it's like aligning of the stars a little bit when it comes to that stuff. It's like, you know, even Piece by Piece, nobody really talked about that song until I performed it on American Idol, because at the last minute they wanted me, because the show was ending. It didn't, but it was ending, and I was told it was. So so I showed up barfing and all, like pregnant and about to pop, and performed. And that moment, because it meant so much to me and people saw that sold really that song and that idea and that vibe. So sometimes it's a lining of the stars of like just things happen, right? So then the writer's strike happened, which I stand in solidarity with them, but like that really put a damper on all of the promo, like because where I am in the other part of my career, you know, so I couldn't do things as a normal artist, you know, I couldn't even perform my single, which I was planning on doing on The Voice, because I felt like it was wrong to promote myself in a time when other people that I work with are struggling. So a lot of that got taken away. So, and I am a very firm believer in everything happens for a reason. So whatever. But you know, success for me, to come back to that answer, is I'm able to play these shows. I'm going to play every song from this record in different shows. And, we have, you know, some other things up our sleeves to hopefully, we're able to do, in a bigger way too. So we have other things that we're trying, but we're really pivoting here because of, the strike world, like, you know, now they're saying other people are going to go on strike too. So it's like, then that'll take away other things. So it's like, it's just, you know, you're just pivoting and trying to do what you can do, in the moment. And I was really happy I did the Belasco show, because that was selfishly just for me. And I just wanted somebody to have, who was buying this album, to have a visual to kind of connect with it. Well, then this all happened and we had to pivot, and now we're releasing that, like, you know, here and there, because we have nothing else to do.
That's the promo. Those are the assets.
You're like, okay, part of the promo. We had done all these other things, because it's just pivoting, because, you know, it's just, you can't predict certain things happening. So so success for me is it coming out, and whoever might be feeling like I was feeling, you know, isolated, alone, like, and just really like not knowing if you're going to make it or crawl out, like, you know, like that's success for me. No manager really wants to hear that, because they want, like, you know what I'm saying? They want it all to blow up, you know, because that's the business, whatever.
Right.
But the art, you know, the artistic side of me and the artist in me is more of like, man, this is like, that's why I got into it. It's why I love music, is connecting through that. So that's success for me. But I, you know, obviously, like, we'd love to perform these places and like, and be able to promote it properly. And we're just trying to figure that out.
Awesome. Kelly
best.
Clarkson.
Kelly.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. I'm sorry it took so long.
Oh my God. Okay. Don't apologize. Thank you for sparing 20 minutes of your life.
No, we'll do it again. We'll do it again.
Yes, please. And we will see you. We're going to be at the first two nights of Las Vegas. So we'll see you there.
And I'll see you.
My family's coming to that one. That's awesome.
Yay. Yeah.
And Barnes & Noble. I'll see you there.
Yep,
oh, yeah. I'm excited about that. Yeah, the signing.
Yes.
So exciting. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Y'all have a great
day. You too. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. So that was That was our interview with Kelly Clarkson. We know that was really, really short in comparison to our usual interviews, but it's Kelly Clarkson. Like, she was on another like media day where she was doing a lot of interviews and they fit us in as best they could. And to get 20 minutes, we were super grateful.
And also 20 minutes of us not actually being prepared. So we're just like, okay, question. Let's find one. Yeah.
So
that was called On the Fly with Kelly Clarkson.
Yes. But the nice thing is that you probably heard her say she wants to do it again. She wants to sit down again. And hopefully next time we'll have a little bit more time to really get into, you know, the woods about things like chemistry and the Vegas shows, whether they be still coming up or post-mortem. Either way, I'm still like, hands are shaking. My heart's going 100 miles an hour. I think it would have been different if they hadn't sprung it on us. You know, even though we were like half expecting it, but yet not expecting it. It's just the fact that they sprung it on us just blows my mind.
So special. And then after the fact, we spoke to one of our contacts at Atlantic, and he was like, I hope I didn't just like spring it up on them and they had no prep. It's like, well, we prepped as best as we could without actually knowing what was happening today. So.
Yeah, for sure. So,
but it was so cool. So thank you so much to Atlantic Records. Y'all are the MVPs. We love you.
Yes.
You guys are awesome. And thank you, Kelly, for talking us two little old fans. Oh my God, we did it.
Yes. 2.5 years into the podcast and we finally got her on. So, wow. Hopefully you enjoyed, like we said, we know it was a really, really short interview, but, the woman is busy. So, hopefully in the not too distant future, hopefully it won't be another 2.5 years, before we get to talk to her again. And, I don't know what else to say after that.
I don't know. Again, I think I blacked out during it. I'm blacking out a little bit as I speak right now. I'm just kind of like, what just happened?
Oh, that's so funny. All right. Well,
thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Okay, Pam, let's get it back on the track. Let's have you do the socials.
Professional. Yes. Okay. Yes. Get in the zone. Okay. Okay. All right. As always, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Miss Into Podcast. If you listen on the Spotify app, please consider leaving us a rating there. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, please consider leaving us a rating and review. And thanks for listening. And dream big, kids. I don't know why I said that.
And of course, on Friday, how could we forget? Kelly Clarkson's 10th studio album, Chemistry, is released worldwide. And right as you're able to start downloading the album, you will also be able to grab our reaction and review episode all about every song on Chemistry. We are so excited to share our thoughts on all of these songs with you, and we can't wait to hear what you think as well. So be looking for that episode coming out this Friday at midnight.
And guys, make sure you listen, you buy if you can, just support Kelly and whatever way you can, whether that's streaming, going out and buying the album, tweeting about it, whatever you can do.
Yes.
Spread the gospel of Clarkson.
Yes.
As always.
Don't mind us. We're still a little loopy here.
I feel like we're like a little like we're kind of like post Belasco show, except yes. I slept a full 8 hours last night. I have no excuse. I really don't.
Yes.
Anyway. Right. Bye, guys.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening to Miss Into Podcast. Miss Into Podcast was written and produced by Jeremy and Pam. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you'll be the first to know when a new podcast is posted. Find us and continue the conversation at Miss Into Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Find more at missintopodcast.com.